Hi, welcome to this episode of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. I'm Cindy B., your podcast host, and I believe this is episode 25 of my season 2 series. So I want to thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate and respect your time. And right up front, I want to let you know that I had recorded a podcast on my walk a little earlier, and the audio was so bad that I got frustrated listening to it, and I was not going to subject all of you to that. So here I am. I'm home. It's a beautiful day here in Connecticut today. It is Friday, April 9th, and it's about 65 degrees. It's sunny, and I am outside enjoying this beautiful sunshine and warmth right now with you. So just be encouraged that wherever you're at, if you're in the northern hemisphere, if you're over here in the United States, that summer is coming. Some of you already in the south, you already have it. But we're just starting to warm up here. And there are other parts of the world that are just going into the fall season. So welcome to fall and your winter season. And all of that being said, I want to ask you a question. What is your challenge today? What is your challenge? You see, I'm heavily challenged right now. I've been going through something the last few days. And so I just want to ask you, is there anything you're challenged with? Is it something that is holding you back from your health, your fitness, your relationships? Maybe you're not having a challenge at all today. Awesome. For me, I can't say that. And so with that, think about if there is something challenging you. And if there is, think about what the root of that is. I know with my challenge, I know the root of it. I know it's something that I've struggled for decades. And it just seems to be on the surface a lot now. And I am having to deal with it. Sometimes it's easy to stuff something, shove it under the rug. You know what I mean? To just not think about it, to not deal with it and hope it goes away. That was me. Unfortunately, it hasn't gone away and it is starting to manifest in a really big way. So with my challenge, over the past few days, it's really exploded and it is an emotional thing. It's a mental thing. And I believe for me that I am in the beginning, going through menopause, which brings the hormonal changes, the emotional roller coaster, which, you know, I got to admit that I was on forever. I was always very emotional. And with the extra weight and being deconditioned and unhealthy, it really magnified everything. And so now that that is in a totally better place today, and now I'm going through this change of life. So for me, it's like things never changed. It went from one to another and there was no in between. I don't remember a time where I had a long period of time where I was just not emotional. And that was the problem with the eating, with the weight gain, with bad relationships, with everything that was negative. It all stemmed emotionally. So that might be you. That might not be you. That's just me and where I'm at. And over the last couple of days, I did say it manifested big. The other night, I went for an evening walk, which was such a treat for me because it's warming up and I can do that. I walked 2.6 miles. That's my route. I know it. So the other night when I was walking, I spent about 3/4 of the time in tears, crying, sobbing, talking to myself. And I don't say that jokingly. When I talk to myself, when I talk out loud, a lot of times it helps me to sort things out, to hear it instead of just think it, but to hear it. And I can say, oh my gosh, how bad is that? That is ridiculous, which it is. My challenge is ridiculous, but it's real to me. Just like challenges that you go through, they are real to you. This is very real for me, even though it is so ridiculous. However, this challenge, this things that I'm dealing with is affecting me in every other area. It's causing me to look at myself in a very negative way. It's starting to stir up that self-sabotage pattern of thinking. And I am wondering at this point if that affected me all winter, because I did have a change over the winter. My waistline, it grew a little bit. And I think that was the tipping of the scale the other day when I did my measurements. I do that periodically. And when I saw the number, I cried. And I think that it clicked on something. It switched on the negative pouring into my mind, pouring. And I tell you, when I look in the mirror, I see the woman that I used to be. I don't see where I'm at now. So it's very difficult for me to judge and to get a clear perception of the physiological changes. I feel them. I feel them underneath. But I still have areas that are, to me, very ugly. Can you relate to that at all? Can you relate? Do you understand what I'm saying? That it's just, in my mind, I'm just seeing the same ugly woman that I used to be. Fat, unhealthy, undesirable. So that's where I have been at for the last couple of days. And I'm sharing that with you because I feel that I can be open with you and honest. And I'm very vulnerable when I talk to you. And I'm not sure if you know that or not. Some things that I share are very, very personal and deep. When I look in the mirror and I see what I see, I don't trust that I would even see a change. And that is bizarre because there has been a change. I have dropped a lot of weight and I know that things have changed. I'm just struggling seeing it, if that makes any sense at all. So I'm going to encourage you, as I encourage myself right now, to get up and to shake it loose. We can't allow things to hold us down for long. Sometimes they will. They trip us and we don't see it coming and we fall flat on our face and it hurts and it's hard to get up. I want to tell you that you need to get up. You've got to get up. You've got to get up because, number one, you are worth it. You are worth every effort of taking care of yourself, of conditioning your body. It's not about being skinny. It's about being strong. Strong physically, strong mentally, strong spiritually. We need to be strong. First of all, for ourselves. We need to prove to ourselves that we are strong, that we are beautiful. And second of all, we need to do it for our family. There are people that depend on us, whether we realize it or not, whether we feel it or not. Our family is really depending on us to be there for them. So get up, and I'm speaking right to Cindy. Get up. And stop letting stupid little things trip you up. You know, the good book says little foxes spoil the vine. Let me explain that. It's the little things, the little trials, the little tribulations that spoil everything. It's not the big events in our life. Those we seem to handle better than the little teeny things. Little prickers, little things mess us up more than big things. Can you imagine why is that? So don't let the little things trip you up and keep you down. Okay? So with that, I just want to tell you that you're beautiful, that you're amazing, and you're worth it. Close every door that's holding you back. Have you thought about that challenge? Have you thought about if there's something challenging you today? Write it down, take a look at it, and then start to work on it, okay? Keep moving forward. You see, even though I'm challenged in this area, and I have been my whole life seemingly, I have not stopped working on myself. I take things like this, And I use it to better myself, to understand myself in a bigger way. And I can battle it. You can battle whatever it is. You are equipped. I am equipped. You just have to only believe that. The other night in my self-pity pot, I asked myself, is it worth it? Why am I doing this? Why? Why bother doing this? Because remember, in my mind, things aren't progressing. In my mind, I am not making a whole lot of progress after 2 years. Yeah, I've made a lot, but at the same time, I haven't made a lot. There are people just coming into this world, into Atlas Nation, that are having amazing results quickly. There are some people that have been here for 8 months that have amazing, breathtaking, show-stopping progress photos, which put me in a spiral down. Because after 2 years, this was my thinking, after 2 years, and I look like this, after 2 years, I'm feeling like this. After 2 years, okay, 2 years. No, I didn't expect it overnight. I never even expected to be where I'm at, honestly. So how could I even think that way? But I do. I find it very challenging to encourage myself. I don't have that support and encouragement within my own household. Not like that. Okay? And so that alone is a challenge. So for me, thinking the way I'm thinking, why bother? Am I stuck? Am I stuck in this skin the way it looks? Am I stuck? Is it ever going to have an outward appearance? You know, I mean, the jiggly, the somewhat mushy areas, even though underneath I feel very toned. I'm going to tell you, my behind is hard. My thighs, I feel it. When is it going to show is my question. So with all that, I say, you know, I'm going to quit. I'm not even going to do anything anymore. Have you ever felt like that? Why bother? I'm just going to quit. It's not working. Okay. Now I was like that after a month, but after 2 years, come on. But honestly, with that, I will not quit. My lifestyle now is in a place where I can't even comprehend, even though I try to think forward and I think about not doing a training session. I can't listen, you guys. I can't not eat well. I can't not do training. It's not in me anymore. And I hope that just that alone will encourage you that no matter what, if it's not already, it will become part of your lifestyle. It will be second nature. It'll just be. And you won't ever be able to imagine it not being in your life, okay? So if that's where you're at, listen, it's going to happen. It has to. And if it's happened for me, it will happen for you. I was a lost cause. I was at the end. I was nowhere good. And here today I stand giving you a message on a podcast I never dreamed in my wildest dreams I would ever do. Things change. You have a story that people need to hear. And if you quit and if you stay down, that one person that is waiting for your story will never hear it. That one person that needs your story, that is going through what you've been through, will never hear that they can get through it too. Don't stay down. That's my message today. It's just don't stay down. Don't allow the little foxes to spoil the vine. Don't allow that challenge, that momentary self-pity party that you're having for yourself, like I've had for myself the last few days. Don't allow that to spoil your life. Don't allow it to spoil your relationships. Don't allow it to overflow onto people around you. Be a good example. Even when you're going through something, stand tall. Keep doing what you need to do. Make sure, you know, exercise. even when we're tired, even when we're feeling like, ugh, after training, after doing a session, after doing something, you feel good. Admit it or not, you feel good. There have been times recently that I was so tired, I didn't feel like it. And I felt like I was just going through the motions, and I probably was, but I was still doing it, and I was doing it right. I wasn't just doing it and fast move and just get through it. No, I did it correctly. And I got energized. Even though I was exhausted, I got energized and I felt better. I got tired after, you know, because however, it did energize me and it gave me a better attitude. It really did. And you know, when we have a good attitude, when we're smiling, when we are not allowing things to outwardly affect other people, they want to be around us. They like it. They enjoy it. And that's the overflow we want for other people, is the joy, is the positive. You want to be negative, go in your room and shut the door. Don't let people see your negative. Don't allow yourself to be out there spreading negative, okay? Go alone, get alone, get rid of it. Do whatever you got to do. Go for a walk. Lift some weights, whatever. But don't allow others to see you in that place. And I always speak to myself first. I'm at the top of the list, okay? And I'm not telling you anything that I don't do for myself. I will never, ever encourage you in a way that I don't do it myself. This is a journey. When you go on a trip, it's a journey. And you're going to get to your destination. My destination, this journey, well, it'll end when I leave this earth. Health and fitness is not a destination. It's just a journey. And there's joy in the journey. Enjoy your journey. Enjoy the obstacles. Enjoy the challenges. Learn from them. Okay? We don't fail. We learn. If we're not failing something, we're not growing. We're not changing. We're not succeeding. Failure always comes before success. Does that make sense to you? Failure always comes before success. How many people have failed? Thomas Edison, do you think he just came up with the light, the element, like first try? No way. He failed his way to success. Abraham Lincoln failed his way to president. He ran, I don't know how many times he ran for president, Senate, and he didn't get the election. He didn't get the votes, but he persisted and persevered and he became a great president. Listen, the journey is never perfect because we are not perfect. Your journey is yours. It's your story. It's make it awesome because you're awesome. Now, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I wouldn't be having a message like this if it wasn't for Joey Atlas, my coach, my trainer, my friend. You see, I want to share that before I met Joey, I had said to the Lord, I was in a really bad place. I was eating uncontrollably. I wasn't exercising. Oh, it was just so bad, okay? And I said, you know, I just wish I could be obsessed with exercise. Just obsessed. And then after, you know, I get in shape, then, you know, I'll pray to get rid of it. And that was a year, 2 years, somewhere before I met Joey. See, we can speak things into our life, into existence, and it won't always be right away, because I forgot about that until last night. And I shared it with Joey. And he said, you know what? That's a positive thing. Okay. How is it positive to be obsessed? Because to me, obsession, addiction, those are not positive. They're negatives. So I'll take the word obsessed and use focused. He said that it's good because look at where I'm at. Look at when we can focus on our health and fitness and focus on eating well, focus on exercise and taking care of ourselves. That's a good thing. And it's a lifelong thing. And he's right. At the time, I didn't mean it as a positive. I just, I just meant it as a way to get myself out of where I was. So I am grateful that I even spoke it because it did come to pass. And I am focused on taking care of myself, and I'm focused on taking care of those around me if they'll allow me. My grandkids, well, they're at an age where they are open. And I've shared that I'm bringing in organic snacks. They're going to eat them anyway. So why not make them a better choice? So I give them a better choice and I make it fun. And, you know, they're catching on. They're catching on. So be encouraged with that. And focus on you today. Focus on what you're doing to take care of you. Even one thing. Okay? Focus on you. I am so grateful for you. Be grateful for you. Be grateful that you're here, that you get to. Thank you for listening. I really hope that something I said has given you hope, has encouraged you, has inspired you. And if it has, and if you can think of somebody to share with, share this message. It's a message of hope, and don't let the challenges get you down. Everyone has them. Nobody's perfect. Nobody has a perfect life. Just shoot that balloon. Nobody has a perfect life. And so, listen, today is the day you have. You have this moment. And what are you going to do now? What are you going to do with this moment? Once you shut me off, what are you going to do? Do something positive. Okay? Get up and dance. Turn on some praise music or positive. Read a book. I don't know. Go out for a walk. But do something positive for yourself when you shut this off. Know that I do care. I care about you so much. And you know what? I'm going to ask you a favor. Can you send me an email? You can email me at email, emailcindib, letter B, at gmail.com. Will you please send me an email and let me know how my journey, how my messages, if there's been anything that's encouraged you, if there's been anything that has really helped you, can you let me know? I need that encouragement today. I need to know that what I'm doing is really helping others. That is my desire, is to help others, is to inspire you. So if you could do that for me, I would be so grateful, so grateful. And if you would allow me, if you could put in that email, and let me know, could I use what you say in a podcast? Maybe with or without your name, you know, I can, but let me know. I would really appreciate that. And I just want to give some honor to Joey Atlas, who has been a great help in my life up until this point. And without him, I don't know where I would be. So if you've never heard of him, or if you have heard of him and you've never gone to fitnesstraining.live, go there. Sign up for his email newsletter. There are amazing testimonies that will encourage you beyond belief. Okay? Sign up. Find out what's going on. Get yourself going. Get on track. Get a fitness program. He is the best in my eyes. Yes, I am very prejudiced here, very biased when it comes to a trainer. Because his methods work. I am Atlas 100%. I don't do any other fitness. I don't do anything. I get my information from him because I want to prove that his method works. Okay. So I honor him today. I honor what he does and how he stands and his love for all of us. Email me. Thank you. I just want to wish you a beautiful rest of your day. Whenever you're listening to this, may you be encouraged. May you be filled. May you be inspired. Live your life in a positive way, and your life will be positive in health, wellness, and longevity, and in living strength. Until next time, this is Cindy B. Be in it to win it and go slay your day.